Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a lady on the phone named Gwen Cumley-Lentz. She lives in Paducah now, but she was raised in Pollard here in Jessamine County and has even wrote a book about her experiences. We'll talk to Ms. Lentz right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here at Jess FM.
Jessamine County Health Department offers so much more than you think. In addition to medical services, they also offer community education and environmental programs that are usually free to the public. These programs help fulfill their mission to promote, protect, and improve the health and wellness of our community. Visit the Jessamine County Health Department website at jessaminehealth.org for a complete listing of all program services available to the public.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn more about people and places and things of Jessamine County. Today we're going to learn a little bit about all of those things, particularly focusing on a section of our community known as Pollard. There's a lady who grew up there. She lives in Paducah now, but she wrote a book about her life experiences in Pollard. And we have with her today, from her home in Paducah, Gwen Cumley-Lentz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. Appreciate you being with us today and talking about your remembrances and some of the family down in Pollard, Kentucky. Now, before we start with talking about Pollard, I guess, let's talk a little bit about you and your family. Tell us who your parents were and some of your siblings and just give us some background about you.
My parents were Calvin and Nola Cumley. She was a Johns, and Calvin was an only child.
Now, were both of them originally from Jessamine County?
Both of them were born in Pollard.
Now, what, you said your mother was a Johns. What Johns was she related to down in there?
She's the daughter of Mama Johns. She was a house.
You've got a whole lot of connections to a lot of people down in that area.
Well, it was just, you know, everybody knew about everybody, and most everybody married right within the community.
Right. Now, did you have any brothers and sisters?
Well, I have one brother, Victor Cumley.
Victor. And we actually did a show on Victor with his son, Mark.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love Mark.
Victor, well known in our community for many years. Well, his wife was too. And
I love Geraldine also.
So you grew up in Pollard. Tell us about your schooling and go on from there as far as any other education and work is concerned. Where did you go to school as a girl?
Pollard School was right there.
Mm-hmm. Was it a one room school?
No, it was two rooms.
Two rooms.
And my Aunt Dallas taught one room.
Yeah.
And Virginia Reynolds taught the other room.
And that's interesting connection to me. Virginia Reynolds, whose husband Garland, had a grocery store. She was actually my first grade teacher at Nicholasville Elementary, taught me how to read. One of the best teachers I had, I tell you. She was a great
lady. Well, Garland didn't have a grocery store. It was a general store.
Okay, so it was kind of a mercantile type store.
Right. He had everything.
And back then, you had those in these little communities because people they didn't come to town a lot. It was a whole lot longer ride because you didn't have the road system and things. So each community had this general store, if you will. Was there more than just him down there, or was he it?
More, what do you mean more?
Stores. Was it just?
Oh, well, Uncle Larkin, my great Uncle Larkin Fane.
He had one too.
Yes, but it was not as close as his.
I see. So you go to Pollard School. Now, did you graduate from Nicholasville High?
I did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then post-education, any there?
Well, I went to the U.K. for a while, and then I met my husband.
Okay. Did you meet him there?
He was in a fraternity, and I met him at a fraternity party. And we continued dating, and then that's when I got married.
Now, his last name was Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z, correct?
Right.
Did you all, after you got married, did you come back to Jessamine County? What did you do from then?
We were actually stayed in Louisville for a little while, and then he was with a CPA firm, and they wanted to set up an office in Paducah. That's what happened.
And you moved down there.
And we moved down here, and that didn't work out. So then he ran into Leon and Ralph Williams and became partners with them. And they set up Williams, Williams, and Lentz. And, of course, all three of them are dead, but the firm is here in Paducah.
So how long have you been in Paducah?
65 years at least.
Wow, long time. So we'll talk here in just a moment. Your memories, though, of Pollard was so great that you ended up writing a book, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Before we do, though, mention, did you have children? We want to brag on them just a little.
I have four children, three daughters and my son is also a CPA.
What about your daughters' occupations?
One daughter is retired. Mm-hmm. She was a buyer for various stores.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Asheville, North Carolina. Another daughter also lives in North Carolina. She was a teacher and lived in Alaska for a while. And then she married her husband, who is from North Carolina. And so they live in Asheville, North Carolina also. Then I have another daughter who lives here, and she works at Baptist Hospital. She's a medical technologist.
And the two that you mentioned in Carolina, we trust that they are okay after the big hurricane and everything.
It didn't go close to them.
Okay, good. That's good to know. All right. So you have four kids, grandkids?
Oh, I have eight grandchild and a step, and each one is in a different state.
Oh, yeah? And I have to ask, great-grandchildren?
I have two great-grandchildren.
Okay, so you've got...
They live in Wisconsin.
Plenty of kids all over the United States that you can spoil.
Yes.
Let me ask you, because you have these grandkids and children all over the United States, how many of them have actually been to Pollard?
Well, three or four.
Yeah. And does it surprise them, those three or four that have, did it surprise them when they were there to realize what kind of community it was? You know, I don't know where they live, but maybe they live in a community as small as Pollard, but was it surprising to them?
Well, you know, Pollard has changed, though. It's nothing like it was. The store's not there anymore. The house where we lived is not there anymore. And it's not a community. It's just the church is still there.
Right.
Mount Beulah.
But back then, you had a number of these communities in Jessamine County. You know, Pollard, you had Logana, you had Union Mills, you had Keene, you had all these little communities, Chrisman Mill, Little Hickman. You had all these little communities around like Pollard. Now, in reading and by the way, I'm on Amazon right now, reading a little bit about your book that you wrote. It mentions that Pollard, as the crow flies, about 250 miles from Paducah. But you decided at some point that you wanted to write about what you remembered in Pollard. So tell us, how did that all come about that you would come up with this book?
Well, I've kind of always written in a journal, and I would remember things that happened in Pollard. So I just kind of started writing, and I wrote about my uncle and my family and things that I did when I lived in Pollard and going to school there, and people who lived in Pollard, like Granny B. And I wrote about each one of my uncles. I guess, did you read that?
I have not read it all yet, but I wanted you to, if you could, just kind of tell us of maybe a little story about these people you're talking about. What's a good little story to remember about Granny B.?
Granny B sat on her porch, and she had a son named Connie and a grandchild. His name was Robert Angle, and she took care of him until she died. And she was a very wise person. She was talking about a young lady who had been around the block a few times. And then she said, well, if the mare paces, the colt will pace.
That's kind of like the apple don't fall far from the tree, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, she always wore a long dress, and she always had an apron on. And then when Mother and I would walk to out to Granny's and Granddad's, we'd stop and see Granny B. And I can remember this when I was a very small child, and she'd go in the kitchen and get me a hoe cake.
A hoe cake?
I don't know what that was, but I ate it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard of those, and I think it's spelled H-O-E. Is it kind of like cornbread?
It could be. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned your uncles. Who are some of those people?
Well, Roland Johns,
mm-hmm.
Clay Johns, Elmer Johns, Homer Johns, and right off, and I can't remember the rest one.
Man, it's a bunch of those kids. Now, you also, it says, and it talks about in the review of the book, or the, not the review, but the little snippet about what it, the book's about. It talks about cousins and uncles and nieces, too. I mean, you had a lot of people to write about in this book.
Yeah, I did.
Do you think that how do you think being raised in Pollard helped shape your life?
I don't know that it did. I will tell you one thing. I asked my brother one time if he could ever remember anything about our dad, and he said yes. He started going to school at UK after he graduated from high school.
You're talking about Victor?
Yes.
Yeah, your brother.
Okay. And it was very difficult because we didn't have a car. He would start walking, and then he'd get, maybe could hitchhike to Nicholasville, and then he could go on to Nicholasville, and sometimes he would ride a school bus. So the first semester, he stopped, and Dad asked him later, he said, "Aren't you going back to school?" And Victor said, "No, it's too hard." And Dad said, "Well, I don't know what you think you can accomplish down in these hills." So he started back again to school and finished 4 years, and then went joined the Army, because this was when World War II started.
And did very well in his career, I might add.
He did, yes. Remember, I don't know if you know this, but they built a house when they first got married. Well, they lived with Uncle Jesse and Uncle Adelda and Uncle Jesse Lutzer for a while. And then they built a house, and Mrs. Williams wanted to sell her home, so they bought that house and lived on the corner there.
Right, at the corner of Maple and 3rd here in Nicholasville.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Lived there. In fact, that's where they lived when they died, I think.
They had, at that time, they had moved in with Laura.
Yeah. Oh, their daughter, Laura, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. I do remember that now. But I know that house very well as the Cumley House.
Right.
Your book, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of it. What is that? Which store is that on the front of the book? Is that
That's Reynolds' store.
That's Garland Reynolds' store.
Right.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, but who is that standing on the porch? Looks like a young boy.
It's a young girl.
That's a girl? Okay.
And Garland and Virginia didn't have any children of their own.
Right.
So they adopted this girl.
So is that Anna standing on the porch?
Yes.
Really? And just as a young girl. And I can't see real close. That's the reason I didn't know it was a girl. But that's Anna Davis, their adopted daughter, who we lost. Sweet, sweet lady. You've been back, I guess, to Pollard many times. And as you talked, it's changed a lot from when you grew up. You know, towns get bigger and a lot of these smaller communities.
Well, you remember you had Bob Fain on your...
I did.
Okay. Bob's sons have built houses close around Pollard.
Oh, is that right? Robbie and Roger.
Well, I don't know them.
Right. And they've built houses down there around Pollard.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people still live down in that area. It's just not it's just not the community like it was when you grew up, where it was kind of its own
Mama
little town.
Mama John's house is still there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Kevin Stiltner.
I don't.
Well, he brought the property where we lived, Granny and Granddad lived.
Yeah.
And he has built the most unusual house there you've ever seen in your life. And he built it all himself. I really wanted to see it, but I, you know, couldn't. Things happen, you know, when you get old, and we couldn't go.
Well, you know, in small communities like that, they've all gone away, unfortunately. The way you remember them, anyway. You said Mount Beulah Church was still there, but, you know, when you grew up in those days, everything you needed pretty much was right there within the area, and you came to town once a week. And you might have done maybe on a Saturday night or something like that. You remember, I'm sure, very well coming to Nicholasville and sitting on Main Street and seeing the hustle and bustle of town as it used to be.
I remember coming to Nicholasville and sitting in. A lot of people would go in Mrs. Betts Creamery. Do you remember that?
I do not. Now, was that Bill Betts' wife of Betts and West Funeral Home?
No. It was.
A different Miss Betts. Okay. But this Miss Betts you're talking
People kept their cream in a big, great big can.
I remember those.
And they would take that there, and she would use it or buy it. I don't know what she did with
it. Do you remember where that was located?
Yeah. You remember Oscar Comley's store?
Down on Main Street, yes. Right. The location.
It was down the,
yeah.
Down the street on the right from that.
On the same side of the street?
I believe it was. Uh-huh.
Okay, so in the block, and I have to do this at this time because we have a lot of people listen to us that aren't from here or haven't been here for a while, but in that block now, we have Town Square Bank. We also have the Chamber of Commerce. Used to be Hendren's at one time. Von Grunigan's was in there. Thompson's Market was in there years ago. So it was in that area the creamery was.
Right.
Yeah. And what you'd do is you'd milk your cows and you'd put that in those big cans you were talking about. Bring it to town and sell it. Yeah.
And people would who came into town on Saturday would go sit in there and talk with each other.
Mm-hmm. Catch up on the news.
Yeah.
Or maybe make some up.
And then I remember Ward's Bakery.
Sure, absolutely. And yes, right across the street. Mm-hmm.
And they sold ice cream.
Yes, they did. And Jack Ward, by the way, still living. He and his wife both still very vibrant here in our community.
That's true.
Yes, they are. What do you miss most about being in Pollard?
I don't miss anything about being
in Pollard. Oh, really? You're satisfied with Paducah.
I'm fine in Paducah.
Well, you've been there so long that it's, of course, come home, I guess, has become home to you 65 years.
If you haven't read my book, you need to read the epilogue.
Okay, that'll explain a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tells you about Pollard.
Okay.
And how I, at night, when I can't sleep, I remember Pollard.
Yeah.
And I go remember myself in Pollard, going past the little house on the corner, past the store.
Right.
And I go on and on until I get to Granny's and Granddad's house. I describe everything on that route. So I read this, or I didn't read it to Bob. I emailed it to Bob Fain, and I said, "What do you think about this?" And he said, "I walked every step with you." So I knew then that I had it.
Well, let me take time right now to tell people a little bit more about this book. Now, I think it was in 2013. Does that sound right? About 5 years ago. When you had your first printing. And I want to mention some of the chapters. I'll just do that much.
There's
a chapter, Early Life. There's one called Reynolds Store, That Old Time Religion. Here's a good one, Hog Killing, Canning and Preserving. And then you talk about these family members, Grandpa and Mommy Johns and Uncle Clay and Uncle Roland. Then you talk about amusements and entertainment and great-grandma's house and high school and the war years. So a lot of nice chapters there. This book, folks, about 200 pages or so. And I want to tell people that if they want to get a copy of it, you can get it on Amazon.com. The name of the book is A Long Way from Pollard by Gwendolyn Cumley Lentz. And you can go to Amazon right now and buy it and have it shipped to your home. In fact, it's looks like it's Prime, so it's free shipping if you're a member of Amazon Prime. And I hope people do that, Miss Lentz, because I think it would be great to relive the way it used to be when you grew up in Pollard, Kentucky.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I appreciate you coming on our show today. And if you're ever back in Jessamine County, be sure to stop by and say hello, will you?
All right, I will.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
My thanks to Gwen Lentz for talking to us this morning about her recollections of growing up in Jessamine County, and in particular, in Pollard. We appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. We'll do it again next week. Don't forget, I'm here every weekday morning, getting you up and going from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays on Jess FM 105.9.